Tough market conditions have weighed on financial services group Peregrine. It's reported lower performance fees from Stenham and Peregrine Capital, as well as subdued earnings from Java Capital. And this has translated into a 7% fall in annual ongoing segmental headline earnings per share. We're joined in studio now by the company's CEO, Robert Katz, for more of the detail behind the numbers released today. Thanks so much, Robert, for joining us this evening.
Pleasure.
So amongst others, your investment in Java Capital has dealt one of the big blows here, seeing you write down 100 million rand,
yes,
as it bears the brunt of a slowdown in deal flows in South Africa. Just how significant a reduction in activity are we seeing?
We're seeing a significant reduction in activity, Alicia, and that reduction really has taken place for the last 15 months. We have written down our investment by 100 million. I must stress that it's a non-cash flow, non-headline earnings adjustment. But, you know, we wrote for 40% of our investment. We just felt it was a bit toppish to carry the full investment in today's times at full value, hence the impairment. We are seeing the effects of a pretty benign market in South Africa. Java Capital is one of South Africa's leading advisory firms. We cannot escape the environment in which we operate in, and hence, you know, with a lack of activity in deal flow in particular, we felt the need to write the activity. So I'd say it's not, and I must stress, it's not really, a business-related issue where the business people or the business itself is impaired. It's really a direct result of the very serious and benign conditions which we find ourselves in South Africa at present.
As you allude to, reflective of low business confidence, so whether you're looking at general corporate finance or equity capital markets, so what do you see it taking to turn things around here? Because we know that there are various global factors that are hitting hard at this stage of the game, but locally, many looking towards SONA this evening to tackle some of the domestic issues,
yes,
and by no means that a silver bullet to the economic malaise and weak sentiment we're facing right now.
I think, Alicia, I think the most important thing is for South Africans to get confidence in South Africa. And, you know, if we're not investing ourselves in South Africa, we can hardly expect foreigners to invest in South Africa. So, in direct answer to your direct question, South Africans have to get confident in South Africa. We have to work in an environment where we feel that the business environment is conducive, A, for South Africans to thrive and prosper, and B, for foreigners to invest in South Africa, because we desperately need foreign direct investment into South Africa to create jobs, to start tackling the high levels of unemployment.
Robert, I've got to ask, how confident are you, and is it reflective in the kind of opportunities Java Capital is exploring to expand its business into different areas?
So that's two questions. So if you ask me directly, how confident am I, Alicia, I don't believe anything's ever as good as it seems, neither do I think anything's ever as bad as it seems. So, you know, there's a lot of negativity around South Africa at this point in time. I don't think it's as bad as it seems, but let's not beat around the bush. There are serious challenges that the government have to face and meet, but equally so, we as South Africans and ordinary South Africans also have to play our part. We can't just wait and expect the government just to wave a magic wand and everything go back. We ourselves have to get involved and make South Africa a better place. So it's up to every single South African to make South Africa a better place. On the Java side, Java are exploring other opportunities, but at the end of the day, Java is an advisory business in debt capital markets, and there has to be economic activity, deals taking place, investment, a corporate activity for an advisory business like Java to thrive.
Okay, so where are you, chasing that opportunity? What kind of options are you mulling right now?
In Peregrine as a whole?
In Java Capital specifically, in terms of diversifying that business.
Well, it's difficult to diversify that business simply because, you know, you can't... The relationships that Java have built up are long-dated relationships, and it's not easy to get new relationships going overnight. But, you know, the reality of the situation is that you do need deal activity. So whilst you have an advisory force, if there are no deals taking place...
I guess my direct question is, are you chasing that in different geographies?
No. Java is a South African business. Yeah, we're not sitting back doing nothing. The guys are seriously, looking for different advisory mandates, tax mandates, cost-cutting initiatives have taken place. But at the end of the day, you need to get the revenue, you need to get the turnover. There needs to be activity in corporate South Africa. And at this point in time, it's very, very muted.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a look at your broader asset management business here, because it's imperative for you as an asset manager to find value. How much harder is it becoming to find that value?
It is difficult. Peregrine is an international business across multi-jurisdictions, and whilst global market returns are muted, we cannot escape the environment in which we find ourselves. Mm. Hence, a 7% decrease in ongoing earnings is reflective of very, very tough local and international markets. I do want to point out that the bulk of our decrease in earnings is performance fee related.
And Stenham, I guess, illustrating that
very
quite
much
effectively.
So. Very, very much so. Very, very much so. Agreed. Especially the downturn in markets in December, where December is a manifestation of our performance fee month. And with the severe downturn in international markets in December, we had a significantly reduced performance fee event for the year. So you're 100% correct in that regard. And in Peregrine Capital, which is our flagship hedge fund business, The investment returns for the year were better than last year, but performance fees were reduced simply because we had a backlog of performance fees to make up, a backlog of returns to make up from the first 3 months of the 2018 calendar year. So we had to recover that performance deficit before we could start earning performance fees.
And also being hit by industry-wide redemptions, as far as that hedge fund industry is concerned. Are you surprised, at the extent to which that is continuing, and the fact that, we're not seeing that abate?
No, our experience is that significant redemption took place in the first 6 months of the year. We did get some significant inflows in the second 6 months of the year. But it's an industry that over our financial period we have seen the industry lose assets. Quite correct.
Very quickly before I let you go, Citadel.
Yes.
Seeing private clients' assets under management rise, gross inflows up about $1 billion, client retention strong at 97%, where the business is geared towards the rand-dollar exchange rate and of course derived some positive impact
without a doubt,
the currency weakness over the period. How much of the performance in this division as a result of that currency performance, and how much of business performance itself? Because we're looking at moderate performance fees and good fund performance overall.
Yes. So Citadel is actually a business that it's an advice business. That's why I said we're a wealth and asset management business. And Citadel actually, these tough economic conditions are very, very good for Citadel. So we had a very, very positive client inflow. We had close to 5 billion rands worth of client inflows on the private client side this financial year, which is very, very positive. And I think, Alicia, what you're seeing over here is, South Africans being nervous about the current economic climate. They come to an advice-led firm, which is Citadel, and that's what we do. We give advice to our clients. So, Citadel has been the shining star of the Peregrine stable in this last financial year, 13% up on an attributable earnings in a very, very tough, challenging environment. So, we're very satisfied with that.
Let's leave it there. Robert, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that's the CEO of Peregrine, Robert Katz.